Brilliance Audio presents
The Daddy Clock by Judy Markey. Charlie, September.
I'm telling you, they were amazing tits. And there I was, ravenously devouring them, at the precise moment my mother showed up. Granted, they were only fantasy tits, attached to the fantasy female starring in my dream. But when Sophie started shaking my shoulder and whispered, "Chucky, Papa wants to see us now," I was one unhappy guy about leaving them. So, okay, it is not good form to have dirty dreams in the intensive care waiting room when your father might be dying. The public hard-on potential alone should be enough to deter a guy. However, given the current status of my sex life, that dream could arguably be the highlight of my fall season. Daylight had started to creep through the blinds of the waiting room. The tan vinyl couches and pallid green walls had the look of a bad hangover. There was a little too much of yesterday left in it. Yesterday's newspapers, yesterday's coffee cups, and yesterday's occupants, all in assorted modes of pacing or sleeping or staring dourly at the TV.
"Chucky," my mother nudged, "come on."
Christ, I hate being chuckied. I am 44 years old, and my name is Charlie. Charlie Feldman. No one gets away with chuckying me anymore. No one but the fabulous Sophie, who, like all mothers, acknowledges only under duress that I am an adult. Her preferred vision of me still involves little brown corduroys and cowboy suspenders. Of course, even the most cursory reality check should alert our Sophie to other signs of my being full-grown, such as the fact that I am 6 feet tall, okay, 5'11", weigh 180 pounds, and am beginning to gray in a way that I don't exactly pull off as distinguished.